it's pretty much the same schedule of events that we have each year. Tuesday night is our Queen Contest. Wednesday night is our Night of Destruction, our trailer races. Thursday night, last year, we tried something new, the motorcycle races, which were very popular, and they're coming back again this year. We're excited. We're putting up some new lighting around the track, so we'll be able to have evening motorcycle races, which we weren't able to have last year. Friday night is our truck and tractor pull, and then we finish up the fair with the demo derby. And, of course, on we always have the beer garden out back, and this year we're going to have bands and music entertainment at the beer garden on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings.
And I know I remember talking to you at the end of the 2023 fair, pleased with attendance. You in a pretty good place then financially? I mean, with, you know, we're several years removed from COVID. I know talking to a lot of county fairs across the state, they were worried, how are we going to come out of this thing? But I think most county fair people I've talked to across the state, they feel pretty good about where they're at.
Yeah, we're real pleased with our attendance at the county fair here in Aledo. And again, it goes back to community support. This is a time where many families, they get together. It's a time they look forward to. Many families, they use their vacation money and come to the fair. So we look forward to seeing as many people out at the fairs. But we really haven't seen much of a change in our attendance as far as dropping.